For the first song, let's turn to 484 in your Christian hymnal.
For the second song, turn to 470.
turn to 434. To Lyle's with his devotion.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome each one here, visitors and all, with these strange faces back there. It's good to have you here. Oh, let's, for devotions tonight, let's take our Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 22. A couple of verses there I want to read, then I'm about to jump over to another portion of Scripture yet as well. You know, I really appreciate this morning, the service. What Murray had to share about child training, all that is very good. And then he quoted the one, or didn't quote, he read the one scripture that got my mind spinning. And so I'm not trying to add on to what he said or anything like that, but it's another spin-off of that there. So anyway, let's read in chapter 22. I'm going to read down verse from 34 on down. And when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." I'm going to stop right there, just that part that I'm going to read. There's an awful lot in that there You know, that he's asking, the lawyer was asking, what is the great commandment? What is essentially the great part? What is the most important part? And Christ, of course, is different, slightly written, slightly different than what it would have been in the Hebrew, but he's essentially quoting Deuteronomy. Because it was that was the, from what I understand, that was one of the passages of scriptures they always would recite when they had a meeting, a synagogue. They would recite, they called it Shema in Hebrew, and that is their the way of say putting things in right order. And if you go over to, in, I'll just read it in Deuteronomy because it's easier for me to. It says, and this is what Moses had written down in here, and this is what it says. It said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." Or sorry, is one Lord. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them upon, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house and upon thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware." And what I looked up says beware. I think it's only used 7 times in Scripture. So it's pretty much beware. Really watch it. "Beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Anyway, it goes on then. But I guess that's something that I think about different times. You know, we're in this, in our life here. You know, we get caught up in doing our daily life. We have our jobs. We have our families to raise. We have school teachers. They're busy. We're busy. We're sometimes, I'll say for myself at least, we get too busy. It was interesting because I went and said a little bit about something that in the intermediate class this morning. We're talking about Samson in there and how that anytime we let anything else other than anything become greater to us or we are more to take first place in our lives, it's wrong. And I was telling to the girls that it could be clothing, it could be whatever. And I said to the boys even, I said it could even be hunting, it could be vehicles, fixed, anything that you get your minds all wrapped around more than God. And I got quite the eyeball from the one young man. And he was like, "Hunting? There's no way." He did, and the look gave, "There's no way." I was like, "Yes. If that's our main focus, and we're wrapped around that 24/7, what does it do? It shoves God out." And I have to think of that even for us ourselves. We get wrapped up in our lives. And if we don't allow God to have that first predominant place in our life, we're doing the same thing. And if we could, or if I could anyway, remember this verse. And remember it, that the Lord our God is one God. And if I would truly love him with all my heart, my soul, and my might, as it talks here, and my neighbor as myself. If I could only remember that always, and I don't. And but that is my cry and my prayer, that I would be able to come that way. But then with that there is a song, which you have your song sheets there, and that's pretty much all I have for devotional there, but there's a song that we have there that Brother James had taught us in course practice years gone by, and I mentioned something to him a couple of weeks ago that I wish we'd sing that song again sometime. And didn't realize at that point in time that I have the opportunity to do that. So I'm going to ask James to come up and lead it. He's much better at leading that song than I am. But so let's take this with us, and let's remember whose we are. You know, there's a lot of things that God asked of his people to do, not necessarily just because it was whatever, but it was so they remember who they are. We are to be God's people. Let's remember that. And let's keep him predominantly first place in our lives. So, James, if you'd mind leading that song, I'd appreciate that.
I wonder how many of you helped remember helping with this song. a number of you. Okay, those of you that are, just be sure and lead out where you are, and it'll make it easier for the others. It's a simple song. Sing it all the way through from the beginning to the end the first time and the second time, and then we end again the third time after the second verse all the way through. We'll repeat, "Hear, O Israel." And I noticed that in this song, and I was looking for it, it seems to me it's that way in one of the Gospels, but I'm not sure. This one adds one added dimension that Deuteronomy 6 and Matthew do not include, and that's the word strength. So there are four dimensions it speaks of here. And so I think it's a great song, good for us all to know and sing. And I feel like I'm too far away from you. I'd rather be down there closer with you, but maybe you could, maybe we can connect from up here. If you'll, I know when you're learning something new, but this is somewhat repetitive, but they're great words. And so after you learn the first line, you should be able to hang in there with the men are always leading the way with the sisters following after. Hear, O Israel, in a 2-2 time, the half notes, each one gets one beat. And so that's the measurement we're going by. So we're going to be beating two for each one, but one for each note there. If you stay with me, I think we'll be good. And there's one other thing I'd just like to mention yet. The second commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And then Jesus came along and he said, "I give you a new commandment. And that is, you love one another as I have loved you," which I think is even greater than the second commandment. So it seems like it should be in between the first and second one somewhere. All right. Hear, O Israel. Israel, let's pronounce it that way for the benefit of this, keeping together on this.
Thank you, James, for that. I really, really, really enjoyed this song, even though we knew we had a goof or so there. But let's just remember this here. Let's remember this song. Take it home with us. Love the Lord our God with all our might, with all our soul, with all our strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, and each other. Let's remember that there. Remember, because love is the glue that helps hold us together. If we don't have that, we don't have it. So let's all stand for prayer. Dear Father in heaven, I just want to thank you, dear Lord, that you care about us and that you love us. And especially thank you, Lord, that you've given us your word to guide us and direct us in life. That you've given us your spirit to help us in all truth. I just pray, Lord, that you would be with us and that you would help us to always be a light for you wherever we go. That we would let our love shine abroad to those around us. That we could just be a help to each other. I just want to thank you, Lord, for each one here tonight. Just pray that you would just help us to a closer walk with you, that we would just be on fire, that we'd always remember who you are and who we are. Just pray to be with us the rest of the service. Just pray that you would bless each one that has part. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me see. Okay, at this time, we're going to have children's class. So all the young children can come forward and stand up in the front here. And Joanna will have something, has some songs for you.
Turn your Christian hymnals to 230.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll have the men's group come up and sing several songs.
No, I actually did think on this song, it says, what phrase was it? But in Christ I can, actually it's something else, but in Christ I can be bold, for I have an anchor that shall hold. I was just thinking, when we sang this song this last couple weeks, or months even, there's been quite a few, you could call them shocks, and some of them are pretty serious that we found out about, that people have really, it just seemed like your foundations, the things that really tied you to home and to the earth even, and just your life here would just, if you were in those shoes, that it would just like shake you to the core. And in good and bad, that's just the hope that I live with, that we never, personally I never want to face anything like that, but in good and bad, Christ is there. He's the one thing that will never change. That's where. And when we go through something like that, that's where we get our hope from, and that's what allows us to leave. Even though it seems almost impossible, humanly speaking, to go through some stuff like that, with Christ we can, and I thank Him for that.
Though the angry surges roll on my tempest riven soul, I am peaceful, for I know, while below the winds may blow, I've an anchor safe and sure, and in Christ I shall endure. And behold, my anchor holds, though your walls and earth bend, on my bark so small and frail, I shall never, never fail, for my anchor holds my anchor. Oh,
I like the thrust of this song, how it talks about after the work is done, then we can have joy. And we all know what it's like to face a difficult task and to be able to accomplish it, and the feeling of reward that comes with it. And so much more so it will be when we reach heaven and the trials and things we've gone through on earth, the boundless joy that will await us there will make everything that we've gone through worthwhile.
Oh, there'll be joy when the work is done, joy when the reapers gather home, bringing the sheaves at set of sun to the new Jerusalem. Joy, 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 there'll be joy by and by, joy, 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 where the joys never die. Joy, 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 for the day draweth nigh when the workers gather home. Sweet are the songs that we hope to sing, grateful the thanks our hearts shall bring, praising forever Christ our King in the new Jerusalem. Joy, 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 there'll be joy by and by. Joy, 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 where the joys never die. Joy, 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 for the day draweth nigh when the workers gather home. Pure are the joys that await us there. Many the golden mansions fair, Jesus himself doth them prepare in the new Jerusalem. Joy, 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 there'll be joy by and by. Joy, 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 where the joys never die. Joy, 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 for the day draweth nigh when the workers gather.
Thank you, Mark, for spearheading that. Really appreciate that, though. There will be joy by and by. If we are prepared, there will be wonderful joy, boundless joys. So let's not give up. Let's keep on striving. Okay, does someone have a selection from any book? 44 in the church hymnal. What a wonderful place beneath his wings. Number 484 in the church hymnal.
Thank you.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? We can abide in the shadow of his wings. Okay, this time there's going to be an impromptu group. And the two ladies that will has the songs picked is Nancy and Irene. And I'm going to have all of those who either presently or in the past at some point in time were a school teacher. I'd like to have all those come up and stand up here, and then those two ladies will have a song for you then.
What books are you getting? Christian hymnal? Or Christian hymnal for both?
Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on earth. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Why?
soul a thirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Oh, the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love,
time we'll have Will come up here and share some history on a certain song.
Lyle asked me to give a history of a song, but actually what I have is more of a history of an author, and then we'll sing one of her songs. The person that I like to read about a little bit tonight is Cecil Frances Alexander. She began writing poetry at the age of 9, fearing that her father, a stern military officer, would disapprove. She hid the poems under the carpet in her bedroom. But one day, he discovered them. To her surprise and delight, he gave her a box with a large slit at the top for her poems. On Saturday evenings, he opened the box and brought out the new poem, read them out loud, and made helpful and encouragement comments. Cecil knew that children loved poetry and could memorize the great truth of the Bible quickly. Many of her poems were written to help make the scripture more understandable to them. In fact, almost all of her 400 hymns and poems were for children. The language is simple and clear, but not childish or sentimental. Her poems set forth some of the most profound truths of the Christian faith and are loved by adults also. Many are based on the Church Catechism and the Apostles' Creed. Some of her best poems and hymns were written before she was 20. At the age of 25, she published a volume of these hymns for children that probably never had been equaled. In 1850, she married William Alexander, a minister who later became a bishop and then Archbishop of Ireland. In the early years of their marriage, they served a church in an impoverished rural area. Cecil did not just sit back and write poetry and weep for the needs of her poor neighbors. In the story of Christian Hymnody, E.E. Ryden tells how she expressed her concern from one poorhouse to another, from one bed of sickness to another, from one sorrow to another she went. Christ was ever with her and in her, and all felt her influence. Later, she gave the profits of her hymn book to support the handicapped children in Northern Ireland. Shortly before Archbishop Alexander died, He remarked that he would probably be remembered chiefly as the husband of a woman who wrote, "There is a green hill far away," and several other beloved hymns. Her husband was right. Although he occupied an important position in the church, few people today remember his name. People might know his wife's name, but they do know and love her hymns.
Cecil's other outstanding hymns are the Christian carol, Once in Royal David City, and All Things Bright and Beautiful, which is based on the phrase, Maker of Heaven and Earth in the Apostles' Creed. These two hymns, along with There Is a Green Hill Far Away, will be sung as long as the church on earth respects the Bible and sings praise to the triune God. Mrs. Alexander wrote, Jesus calls the Lord a toolman, built on the call of Andrew to serve the Lord. The words speak to and for all of us when overcome by troubles and hardships of life. Cecil Francis Alexander died at the age of 72, was buried in Londonderry Cathedral in Ireland. When her husband died 16 years later, the congregation sang at his funeral, There is a Green Hill Far Away. The great French composer Charles Coonrod considered this a near-perfect hymn with simplicity its greatest beauty. There is a green hill far away without a city wall where the dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. In this century, James Herriot, a country veterinarian, used the words from the refrain of Mrs. Alexander's hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, as titles to his very popular books. Throughout his career, he kept detailed diaries which enabled him to tell with freshness the quaint, humorous, sometimes sad stories of his life caring for animals and books. His first book, All Creatures Great and Small, were recognized immediately as a classic. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, he made their glowing colors, he made their tiny wings. Yes, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Lyle, would you lead number 106 in the church hymnal, please?
Okay, number 106 in the church hymnal. Okay, let's stand to sing this song. Change of position. Ladies on this next verse, and then men on the fourth verse.
There was no
You have seated.
It is a great and powerful hymn. It truly is. Because he died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we could go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. The precious blood of Christ. Okay, at this time, there's going to be a ladies' group, and we'll look forward to hearing what they have for us.
That one is in honor of our Aunt Dora. And the second song is Listen to Our Hearts. I really like this one phrase in here. It says, "We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts." And then the last song is You Raise Me Up.
Fall like rain from these lips of mine. Thank you, ladies, for that. It's really an encouragement there. You know, earlier we sang a song about being beneath his wings. And sometimes a lot of times life gets so tough, that's where we need to be. We are underneath his wings. But there's also, he raises us up and helps us to be more than what we can be in ourselves. So thank you very much for that. Appreciate that. And also, I want to thank all the teachers. Now, school teachers have a tremendous potential in what they're in being a teacher. And I have to think back in my school years. There's one, and Nancy's the only one here that taught me. I don't think they know. Yeah, she's the one that's here today, and everyone else is gone. But there's one thing I remember about in Nancy's teaching that has stuck with me forever. It might have even changed the way or inspired me to like this one certain book. And she used to always have this flannel graph in the upper grades there with the Pilgrim's Progress, and had that for devotional. And I remember seeing that when we were in the younger grades, we'd go over there to have our student devotion, you know, whenever someone comes in. And I'd always look over there and see if there's another chapter in another segment in the book going on. And that has always stuck to me, and it's always maybe been a real deep impression to me. And I just want to thank her for that, for doing it there, because that was an inspiration and encouragement to me, because that's one book I really love. So, okay, at this time we'll have the chorus come up, and then we'll turn the rest of the time over to one of the ministers to close after that.
The first song we're singing tells the story of the Pharisees that brought to Jesus the woman caught in adultery. And there's a this story has a and this song has a powerful twofold message. The Pharisees were there to see that the correct punishment was meted out, and that, you know, justice was served. And Jesus was there to offer redemption. And wherever you find yourself in this story, Jesus has a message for you. And the second song is forgotten it. Come unto me, hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. These first two songs are songs that we've sung at OCC for a long time now. I don't know if we've actually sung them here, so I thought we'd sing them here tonight. And then we have a song about heaven. Thank you.
do I condemn thee, precious words divine? From the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes, wonderful words of Jesus, sing them o'er and o'er. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sing no more.
Still cry the Pharisees, pray, Master, pray. What shall we do with her? What dost thou say? Then said he rebukingly, let the first stone come from the sinless hands, hands and the
she's flushing with the shame, turning about, and from his presence walking slowly out. Blessed's always standing there, head bending low, he who the world despises, dares him no more. Spoke he most tenderly, pray, woman, pray, hast thou no accusers, nay, Master, nay, neither do I condemn thee, soul sick and sore. Go forth, I pardon thee, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, precious words divine, from the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes, wonderful words of Jesus, sing them more and more. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin.
Cares of social life, or cares of hopes unmet. breast. Come right on to Jesus, he will give you rest.
Redeemed by his side. shall roar.